Yeah, we're going to be late, so let's get to it.
We'll try tomorrow for the, so I think we were discussing Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kibas Haaretz, and trying to establish that there are those who think that Eretz Yisrael is a one, you know, dimension, but let me make it clear what that means, a one-dimension, you know, phenomenon, meaning it has, of course, that it's clear that it has numerous Kedushas Haaretz, or the status of Eretz Yisrael has numerous applications, but by one dimension I mean that you know, either something has the status of Eretz Yisrael or does not, and you know, of course, there could be, you know, pturim, you know, conditions that aren't met, you know, as we discussed, like things like bias kolchem, or in the case of Yovel kol yoshveh aleha. Or other factors in the end of the day. But basically, you know, Eretz Yisrael either is, you know, bimelo its definition or not. And that's one possibility. More likely, it makes much more sense to think that the different applications in some cases break down into different, you know, aspects. And certainly anything having to do with the karka, and especially mitzvah satlius ba'aretz, you know, which the Mishnah again and the Gemara in Kiddushin call chovas karka, as opposed to chovas hagavra. Anything connected to that, you know, is only going to apply in Eretz Yisrael. But anything having to do, you know, with either chovas hagavra or especially things that have to do with the status of Klal Yisrael in a bigger way, that they are going to, you know, apply even when technically there's no mitzvah satlius part. And then we just suggested also the possibility that, you know, maybe, you know, there's a subtle, you know, middle position to take, and that is it's not that, or there's a question to ask, and that is, you know, do mitzvah satlius ba'aretz determine, or is the reality of being able to implement mitzvah satlius, especially in terms of its kedusha, is that something that also adds luster and stature, you know, to Eretz Yisrael, even vis-a-vis others, even if you acknowledge, you know, that it's not a consequence, it's no direct link to mitzvah satlius ba'aretz, whether or not there is the opportunity to do mitzvah satlius, you know, may itself also elevate other aspects of Eretz Yisrael. So this is what we were discussing through Tosis and, you know, the Ramban, and I mentioned Reb Chaim Cohen, and then Aaron brought to my attention that in the language of Tosis in Ksubas, and Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, and it's a bit controversial how to read the Reb Chaim Cohen, but from the language of Tosis on Kuf Yud, more likely Reb Chaim Cohen isn't suggesting that mitzvah, that the Yishuv Haaretz doesn't apply, you know, because there's no Chiyuv mitzvah Satlius Baaretz. It's more about whether or not, you know, the, you know, the opportunity of mitzvah satlius ba'aretz are going to be something that contribute, you know, to one's individual avodas Hashem or klal Yisrael's, or whether or not you find yourself in a situation where there would be chiyuvim that you can't implement for some reason. In which case, you know, being in Eretz Yisrael and not being able to fulfill mitzvah satlius ba'aretz may actually be a kind of a negative experience. But there are different formulations of this, and certainly there are many mefarshim who think that in rejecting the position of the Ramban, which is that there's always a mitzvah of yishuv ba'aretz and has nothing to do, you know, with mitzvah satlius ba'aretz in one direction or another. There are, you know, the formulation that, oh, it depends whether mitzvah satlius ba'aretz are applicable or not, either directly, because that is the basis of the mitzvah, or again, because that reflects, you know, the status of Eretz Yisrael, or some aspect of the status of Eretz Yisrael. That is very common in discussions of the Rambam, you know, who doesn't count Eretz Yisrael in the minyan of mitzvos. You know, there's, of course, much speculation, you know, about why that is. But again, the question of whether it depends on mitzvah satlius is very much part of that, you know, discussion as well. again, the Rambam's position on mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz bizmanenu happens to be, as we already briefly demonstrated, a little bit complicated, because on a theoretical level, you know, you should really be chayiv mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz bizmanenu, because of the Rambam's view that we paskin that, you know, kedushas Ezra, that kedusha shniya kitchel shaita v'kitchel yasid lava. But as we noted, since at the end of Hilchos Truma, he does say that there's no trumos. There's probably, I mean, Doraisa. There's no trumos. There's no yearly. There's no maestros. He paskins, you know, and that's, I should have said in the other order. You know, he paskins, you know, like the view in the Gemara that there's no chala. He extends it, you know, to truma. He extends it even further to maestros. And then there's a whole discussion in among the Mfarshim. You know, what does the Rambam, you know, given his extended, you know, Bias Kocham, what does he really think, you know, about Peya? And what does he really think about Bikurim? So, you know, I have, a, you know, three massive volumes of Minchas Chinuch here that, you know, Baruch Hashem, they're very strong guys in the Shir, and they brought it in. So I didn't bring it in for that, but the Minchas Chinuch, you know, this is like, you know, part of his, you know, his routine. You know, whenever he hits one of the mitzvahs ba'aretz, you know, he'll always ask, ah, you know, do they apply b'zman hazeh when there's no bias kolchem according to the Rambam? And he has the tendency to assume that bias kolchem for the Rambam, you know, just, you know, applies to practically everything. Whereas, you know, others, you know, do not. And, you know, so actually what the Rambam's view of Bizman Hazeh, you know, in Mitzvah Satluyos is actually a big issue. With regard to Shemitah, I made allusion the other day, but we talked about it at the end of last year. The Rambam's position is particularly complicated, you know, whether it's because of Bias Kolchem, which is what, you know, what Reb Chaim understood, or because of Yovel, you know, or other things. But in the end of the day, a lot of the discussions of why the Rambam, you know, didn't count Eretz Yisrael and Minim Mitzvah, some of those discussions revolve around the factual question, what does the Rambam hold about Mitzvah Tlius Bizmanenu? And then the other question of, you know, is that the reason maybe why he, you know, didn't count? Yinonet came to me the other day to ask me also, like, you know, what's the significance of the Rambam? I just one comment on that. I don't want to get too deeply involved in it. I'll make two comments. And there's, I think it's almost like a testament, you know, to the impact of the Ramban, you know, that this urgency, that this question about, you know, why the Rambam omitted, you know, Yishuv Haaretz, you know, assumed such like urgency in a way. I mean, the Ramban made just such a strong case for counting, you know, Yishuv Haaretz in Binyan HaMitzvos. It's just so beautifully, you know, formulated. And he, you know, it's so expansive. You know, it's about, you know, living there. It's about not leaving it, you know, shamaim. It's about not allowing, you know, any kind of, if it's in your control, any other kind of, you know, political sovereignty. So it's just, and, you know, the psukim and his insistence that it isn't just a hakaka, but it's a, you know, I think Ramban's eloquence, you know, and the compelling nature of his position, you know, combined with his stature and his own Mesiris Nefesh, you know, in terms of, you know, going to Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, all the stuff in the Perush Al HaTorah, I think was just so powerful. This is a theory, maybe wrong, speculate, you know, that it kind of like catapulted, you know, the question of like why the Rambam, you know, didn't, you know, it became like such like a striking omission. But I'm not sure, even though I just described it that way, and that reflects a little bit the way I feel about it. I mean, I think the Ramban's, you know, overall Mishnah Toshel or Ramban, you know, when it comes to, you know, the question of Eretz Yisrael, I think is very, very compelling. You know, but having said that, you know, I think that the Rambam's omission, you know, probably, you know, is not as striking as people think. You know, either the Rambam, you know, felt that, you know, some of those psukim really are haftaka, or that, you know, the idea that one should certainly lechatchila, even, you know, not just lechatchila in a tepid way, but in a more, you know, urgent way, you know, in a maximal, you know, effort to maximize my one's avodas Hashem, you know, that one should, you know, live in Eretz Yisrael. I think, you know, the Rambam A probably thought that was already included, you know, implicitly in other mitzvos. So I just think, you know, if the Ramban hadn't made the powerful and been so compelling for all the reasons that I just mentioned, I don't think the kasha, you know, would have been as strong, and people would have just, you know, understood that Rambam, you know, probably didn't see it as an independent mitzvah, but surely gave it great value and thought that it was probably connected to other mitzvahs. That's number one. Number two is the other ha'ara, is I think that's another reason why, let's make it clear, even if this were not true, we would always be interested in what the Rambam's broader view is about anything. I think Josh proved that in the game, right? Right? That, you know, it seems like we do mention the Rambam quite often. You know, in the... So we're always interested in the Rambam's view, because the Rambam, just like we're always interested in the Ramban's view, and Rabbeinu Tam's view, and Rashi's view, and I'm going to stop now because there aren't, you know, not because there aren't many, many, many more people's views that we're interested in, but in addition to the, you know, always being interested in the Rambam's view, apparently, this is something I just discovered from the game. It was like a clueless about it. But in addition to that, like, it's particularly important, right, to understand that this wider view of Eretz Yisrael, meaning beyond Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz, you know, is particularly, again, compelling within Shitas HaRambam, side by side with that of the Ramban. So even though he doesn't count it, you know, in Minyan HaMitzvos, this is what we discussed the other day. Smicha for the Rambam being dependent on the boundaries of Yehoshua, not being dependent on the bounding of Ezra, no one twisted the Rambam's arm. Like, it's not like it's a Pasuk or a Gemara, you know, or a Mesorah of the Gaonim, you know, which he probably would, you know, have looked at, but, you know, might not have been Koveya for the Rambam anyway. But in the end of the day, as far as I'm aware, that's a Chiddush of the Rambam. Meaning, he's the first person that I'm aware of who came to that conclusion, that Smicha in Eretz Yisrael depends on the boundaries of Yehoshua. And, you know, the Minchas Chinuchs and others, you know, concern, you know, that, you know, Eretz Yisrael should, you know, I'm sorry, that Kal Yisrael should Eretz Yisrael Ikri, you know, Kahol, and Kal Yisrael should B'chutz L'Eretz Lo Ikri Kahol, in terms of Parallel Numbers Shul Tzibor, you know, that, you know, should have been dependent upon the boundaries of Ezra, but by quoting the Psukim, you know, it doesn't seem like it is. And the Rambam's position on Egla Rufa, you know, which does have Makoros, I mean, it's a little bit based on Yerushalmi, you know, and then, you know, knowing whether Avar Yarden was part of Ezra. But again, you know, the Rambam doesn't paskin every Yerushalmi either. The point I'm trying to make is that putting together the Rambam's view, what the Rav used to call the distinction between Kedushas Karka of Eretz Yisrael and Shem Eretz Yisrael, is very compelling, dafka in Shitas HaRambam. So the idea that Eretz Yisrael plays this outsized role, you know, in the halacha, is something that the Rambam completely, you know, embraces. I don't think that is diminished ki hu zeh by the fact that he doesn't happen to count, you know, I think it's interesting, but he doesn't count Eretz Yisrael in the Minyan Taryag. But, you know, that's one issue. And on the other issues, it's clear, you know, just the way that he writes about it, in Nichus Beis HaBechira, and Nichus Trumos, you know, and again, last year we talked about Nichus Shemitah, the Rambam's devotion to Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz, you know, in general, I'll just say something about that for a second, you know, is legion. You know, he's the first person, really, just like Kodshim and Taharos. Meaning these Beis HaMikdash, Karbonos, you know, Zeraim, you know, where would we be, you know, if not for the Rambam? I mean, the Rambam worked through these areas of halakha, all of which are Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash centric. You know, and again, we live in a post-Rambam world, so it's very easy, you know, to take it all for granted. But, you know, not only the, you know, we talk often about, you know, the level of not just knowledge, but especially control and immersion, you know, in these topics required to do what the Rambam did, you know, just the mental energy and everything else to completely, you know, reorganize all the topics thematically, and but even more so, just sugya after sugya after sugya after sugya to go through it and to, you know, it's not like, you know, the Talmud Bavli, you know, on Nezikin and Nashim, you know, and Moed, you know, where you also required a lot of internet, you know, work and mental energy, but it's, you know, relatively accessible. And so, you know, the Rambam's, you know, efforts and his, the importance that he assigned, you know, to, you know, to Kachim, you know, and to Zroim, you know, and to Taharos, you know, it's part of a Kol HaTorah Kula idea, you know, clearly, you know, but, you know, taking a step back, it's also, you know, it's his Chibas Haaretz and his Chibas HaMikdash, you know, as well. So again, it's just very interesting. I wanted to just, I'd mentioned the Minchas Chinuch, so I just want to talk about them for a minute. I said the Minchas Chinuch, wherever this issue comes up, is troubled, you know, on the other side, you know, why it is that, so this is in Mitzvah Dalid. I just wanted to, in Mitzvah Dalid, he speaks about Kiddush HaChodesh. One second, see if I can find it. And he questions that Tosas that I was. V'hine yesh gadol hador be'eretz Yisrael, ach she'enem yicholim lekvo asham. Right, machmas eza ones, enem mavur. But Rambam knows the din of hinichu kamoso, shelo hinichu kamoso be'eretz Yisrael. So what will happen if you have the gadol hador, you know, living in Eretz Yisrael? But there's another reason why you can't, you know, be Makadesh, you know, Chakodesh, or be Ma'aber Hashana, you know, in Eretz Yisrael. Well, could you still turn to Chutz La'aretz or not? It's actually a very interesting issue. Eina Mavur Barambam, Im Yuchu Aktanim Mehem, Lekadesh B'Chutz La'aretz. Well, Koponim Ashavim Kimosa. So that's an interesting issue. Just to take a step back for a second, I was suggesting that the pattern, especially in the Rambam, about some of these other issues, you know, Kol Yisrael Aredim Zelazeh, not, that's not in the Rambam, that's in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that only began, you know, upon Knisa, you know, the Aretz, and the discussion that we showed him about Nevuah, and so on, and, you know, of course, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana Lechatchila, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Neshichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama, and Egla Rufa, I mentioned, and Smicha, and Parlam Davershul Tzibor. I was, you know, suggesting that the common denominator is this idea of, you know, Kahal Yisrael Shev Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kahal, the collectivity, in other words, of the nation. And of course, that fits in very nicely with Shelo Yinichu Kamoso, you know, Be'eretz Yisrael, because Chachmei HaMesorah also have that quality, meaning they too represent the interests, you know, of Klal Yisrael. Again, that's a very big theme, you know, already in the Rishonim and definitely in the Achronim. The Rav used to speak about this a lot in his discussions of, like, Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, and the role of Bez Nagadol. You know, in Kiddush HaChodesh is that of representing the interests of Klal Yisrael. In all these areas, you know, the role of Chachmei Yisrael is very, very, very crucial. So Minchas Chinuch is wondering, you know, this din of Shelo Hinichu Kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael, you know, is it dafka, or, you know, let's say there's some other very important, good reason, you know, to be ma'aber or mekadesh in Chutz La'aretz, but you don't have, you know, the gedolim there. What would work? So I think this is an interesting question, but if we're talking about representing, is it, you know, the second best place, you know, or you can't pass over Eretz Yisrael, you know, unless you have a good excuse? You know, and then good excuse, you know, can include many different things. Or is it very specifically that the makom of Eretz Yisrael always represents Klal Yisrael? And of course, Chachmei Yisrael always represent Klal Yisrael. But if you have some onus, you know, and you don't have either of those elements to, you know, project, you know, Klal Yisrael's interests, would you still say it or not? He doesn't talk about it. He just raises the question. But there's something to think about. I mentioned the other day, you know, that smicha can only be in Eretz Yisrael. And part of the question is like, what's the makar? The Babli is no makar, which is a phenomenon. Yushalmi has a makar, I think I mentioned. You know, but it's a very vague makar. You know, the pasuk in Yecheskel. You know, Beis Yisrael, you know, Yoshvin al Admasam. But, and I mentioned, I think, that the Or Sameach, you know, suggests to link it to the sugya of Kahal Yisrael, Shev Eretz Yisrael. But of course, it's always interesting to note that the first smicha was the smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yoshua and to this Canaan, and that was in the Midbar. That wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. So of course, you know, you could say in a more technical way, and it kind of a little bit parallels this Kiddushah, like there was no choice, there was no Eretz Yisrael yet, or there was no Knisa La'aretz. I mean, once it's Knisa La'aretz, then of course there's no, like it's a preference thing, and so on. So, you know, it's like, you know, in theory you could have smicha in Chutz La'aretz, you just can't, you know, you can't do that, you know, you can't, you know, overlook or you can't overpass, you know, Eretz Yisrael, but, you know, in the Midbar they weren't Nichnas La'aretz yet. But I think it's much more than that. I think the bigger point is that Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, we talked about this a little bit, you know, I was talking about Sefer Dvarim, but Moshe Rabbeinu represented, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech, and he was the Kohen Gadol, and he was Rabbeinu, and he was the greatest Navi. I mean, no person, you know, ever embodied, you know, the total, you know, interests, you know, and leadership, you know, of Klal Yisrael more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, this coming week we read Parshas Yisro, you know, so, you know, Yisro reconfigured, you know, the hierarchy of the legal system. You know, everybody used to try to, you know, ask their, you know, can you say Tachanun on Tu B'Shvat? You know, they, you know, they wouldn't move without asking Moshe Rabbeinu, you know. So, you know, Yisro was wise enough, you know, to set up a structure and a hierarchy where the Dvarim HaGedolim and HaChashuvim would end up in Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, but that there would be a hierarchy of authority, you know, but in order to, he had to overcome, like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, reluctance. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, listen, they want to hear from me. It, you know, it wasn't ego, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nav Mikol Adam. What he was saying is, I'm the most, you know, accurate, you know, source. I'm the best. I, you know, asking me the question maximizes the greatest likelihood of getting the right, you know, Dvar Hashem as the right answer. So, you know, there's something to that. But, and in that respect, Moshe Rabbeinu was interested in, you know, serving and being accessible, like, to every member of Klal Yisrael. You know, but Yisro, wisely, you know, like a good father-in-law, and also had the wisdom, probably, in the detachment of an outsider, to realize, you know, that short-term, that's all very, you know, idealistic, you know, but long-term, you know, it's a disaster that you have to have, you know, a hierarchy. Otherwise, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes preoccupied with, you know, much more trivial, you know, issues and can't focus on the bigger things. He suffers burnout, you know, because he, you know, doesn't have a moment, you know, to put into proper proportion. And there's no, you're dooming Klal Yisrael, you know, in terms of continuity. You know, you have to have an infrastructure of law. You have to have a hierarchy. You know, that's part of what, you know, develops, you know, sophisticated, you know, dayanim. They're, you know, they have experience, and then they, you know, they, you know, they have, there's mentoring, and so there are sari alafim and sari mea, and, you know, dvarim magadolim and dvarim machashuvim. If you can't make those distinctions, in the end of the day, the legal system, you know, is vulnerable, and right. But in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu, more than any other person ever, embodied the interests of Klal Yisrael. So once there was Nichnas to Eretz Yisrael, obviously, that changed. But, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was just the exception. That's one of the reasons, I think, why, you know, I've talked about this in the past, why the Rambam uses the expression in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he talks about smicha, ish mi pi ish mi pi ish mi pi ish. You know, he says, ad beis dino shel Yoshua, ad beis dino shel Moshe. And that's strange. Why not just say, mimanafshach? Either say, ad Moshe, or say, ad beis dino shel Yoshua. Meaning, you know, the way what the Babli says, there's some questions about whether the Gaonim, if you look at the, like, Ksav Smicha and Sefer Ashtaros of the Re Bartzaloni, there's some question about this, but the Babli, as we have it, is very explicit that only Moshe Rabbeinu gave Smicha B'Yadayim, symbolic, like he put his hands on the head of Yoshua, or this Canaan, you know, and that Yoshua didn't do that anymore, which is, you know, symbolically significant as well. But the point is, like, what do you mean when you say Ad Beis Dino Shel Yoshua, Ad Beis Dino Shel Moshe Rabbeinu? If you're talking about the smicha, you know, the ultimate source of smicha, say Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. We'd all love to get, you know, with all respect to Yoshua, but, you know, Lokumbi Yisrael, and that's a source, to say Ad Beis Dino Shel Moshe. You know, if you're talking about, like, there being a break, you know, and this is being a different level of smicha, say Ad Beis Dino Shel Yoshua. But the point is, both of these phases, you know, are important. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was able to give smicha, not only because they weren't yet nichnas in Eretz Yisrael, but because he represented, you know, as an individual, Chachmei HaMesorah. He was the first of Chachmei HaMesorah in that sense. I'm not talking about, you know, the Avos, but in terms of being Mitzuveh, in terms of Kabbalah Satorah, in terms of, you know, the role that Moshe Rabbeinu plays in general in Torah, reasons we discussed the other day, you know, and therefore the interests of Klal Yisrael as represented by Chachmei HaMesorah are embodied in Moshe Rabbeinu. After Moshe Rabbeinu, and coincidentally or not, or fundamentally, the Knesa to Eretz Yisrael, you know, so then that can be the only man. So similar to the issue of Lo Yinichu Kamos of Eretz Yisrael and Ibra Hashana and Kiddush HaKodesh, you have this role of Moshe Rabbeinu and the history of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ad Beis Dino Shel Yoshua, but also Ad Beis Dino Shel Moshe, but both recognizing, you know, the apex of the system, but also that, you know, we don't do that anymore, although that came from this, you know, Yoshua. So that's the interesting question in Mechazkin HaKorah. Then he says, Ach Betosa Sanhedrin, Kosvu V'zeh L'shon, this is what we read the other day, Ubi Rushalmi Amrina Behedja, Demeni Mechonim La'aber Be'eretz Yisrael, Ma'aber B'chutz La'aretz, Yirmiyah Yecheskel, Baruch Beneria, Ibra B'chutzat, Setosis, and Sanhedrin, we read. So he says, Nir Medivrayim, B'chol Ones, Ein Yecholim, Likvo, Be'eretz Yisrael, Kovim, B'chutz La'aretz. That's not necessarily true, but that's how we understood it. And then he says, Ulchor Nir, De'ein Raya Me'anaviyah Mahim, She'ibra B'chutz La'aretz. He's saying, but the whole Raya is no good. This is what I was referring to the other day. I just wanted to read it. The Nirali Pashut, Dahad, Amitzvah, Hi Be'eretz Yisrael, Hainu Mishin Nivchara, Eretz Yisrael. Avakodim shenivchara, kosher b'chol mako. What do you mean, kodim shenivchara? We're talking about Yecheskel, Yirmiyah, right? They were, you know, this is not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar like I was talking about for smicha. Lubavadai Moshe Rabbeinu, okay. Ubezdino kitshu chadashim v'shanim alpi ha-re'iyah b'midbar. Right? That part seems to be correct. Right? Ukai gavna, Mavuar b'masachet Megillah, gabi halal neisha b'chutz laretz, ad shlo nivchara haaretz, kol aratzos hukshuru, ach misha nivchara haaretz lo hukshuru ala ba'aretz, imkeno chanami. So all this is very good, and there are many other issues parallel to it. Until there was knisa la'aretz and b'chira sa'aretz, some of the dine Eretz Yisrael maybe could have applied to chutz laretz. But even before we move forward, it's obvious that in some cases, you know, Eretz Yisrael is kobeya because you can't skip Eretz Yisrael, and in some cases it's a prerequisite, a positive prerequisite. Yeah.
I think, according to the English in Smiche, the Kesef Mishneh want to find the source of this din.
Yeah.
That the Smiche limitation is only in Eretz
in the Gemara.
From another din of the limit of the authority of the base din.
Yeah.
And of this thing of the Kesef Mishneh, the Milchas Chinuch ask about
it. Yeah, that's the next line in this one. Yeah.
But maybe this is the point of the Machloket. If the Din of Smiche is a functional or a technical rule,
right?
Or this is something that have to do with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael,
right,
of the Shem of Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, 100%.
And
it's even in general, the role of smicha is, you know, it's korele rebbe, you know, v'nasan lo rishus, you know, ladun dinei knasas. So even in the way that it's called, actually in the Yerushalmi, they speak about it more in terms of like a minui, you know, like a stature, you know, a spiritual. In the Babli, it has both korele rebbe, which implied like you're one of the chachmei amasora, but also the functional part, which you're talking about, the minui of Nasan lo Rishus. Right, so I think it does have a lot to do with that. And the Rambam, it's very clear that the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin thinks that smicha is a spiritual status. Again, very, because he didn't have to write this, and he typically wouldn't, but the Rambam in Perek Dalid, here, 1 second, find it. Of Hilchos Sanhedrin actually emphasizes, here, 1 second, Echad bezna god lechad Sanhedrin ketana o bezin shel gimel, his perek dalet halach alef, tzorech shiyeh echad mehem samuch mipi samuch u'moshe rabbeinu samuch Yehoshua biyad, this is what we're referring to in a minute, minute ago, Shinem Rabbi Yismoch et Yadav Allah Baitzadeu, Vichain Shivim Azkenim, Moshe Rabbeinu Samcham, Vishorsa Aleim Shechina. Again, which is true, but why does the Rambam have to, you know, you could have said, oh, because of the Midbar, they were also becoming the leaders of Klal Yisrael, right? That's what that Parsha and Baloscha is really all about. It's not only about Smicha L'Dayanus, right? But the Rambam, in talking about Smicha L'Dayanus, talking about the history, it says Vishorsa Aleim Shechina. Veosan Haskenim Samcho Lacherim 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 Benimsa Smuchim Ish Mipi Ish Ad Beis Dino Shol Yehoshua. That's what I was referring to. The Ad Beis Dino Shol Moshe Rabbeinu. So this idea that, and then he says Ketzad Hi Asmicha LeDoros Lo She Yismuchu Yideim Arosh Hazaken Ela Shekorin Lo Rebbe VeOmrim Lo Hare At Samoch VeYesh Lecha Rishus Ladun Afilu. Dinei Knossos. Actually, in the Chidushi HaGriz, I don't want, we're not learning Sanhedrin now, so I don't want to get too far afield, but the, in the Chidushi HaGriz, he has a whole discussion, you know, why do you need a Bezin Shel Gimel? You know, and he tries to really explain, you know, that there are two dinim. Like, in the Bezin Shel Gimel, do you need that the Gimel be Smuchim? Or do you only need one Samuch in the Bezin Shel Gimel? So you have two Hediotos and one Samuch. Can they give smicha, or you need three smuchim to give smicha? So that's a machlokas arishonim. The Rambam shita is that you could give smicha with one samuch and two hedyotos. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin disagrees. He says you need, and Rabbi Yonah also disagrees, and say you need three. So in the Chidush HaGriz, he explains, he says, well, there are really two different issues. One is that giving smicha is a maisa bezin. And for that, you need a bezin, but you can have a bezin which isn't necessarily made up completely of smuchim. However, there's another issue, and that is, smicha is ish mipi ish mipi ish mipi ish, you know, ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So for that, you need a samuch, if you didn't have a samuch. So you need one samuch, but you need two. So I always thought, and this is not, the details are not for now, that, you know, those two dinim are really, what you were saying before, two aspects of being a dai. One is, you know, korele rebbe, you know, being, you know, kind of crowned as one of the chachmei amasora, and that comes with certain things, in terms of kilas dayon and other things, because it's a stature thing. It's more than the function that he does. The fact that he is, you know, being a dayon is a davar ma'od mechubad. Uh-huh. Anyway, our guest is a dayon in Israel, so. But
they have a mistake.
That's not why I'm saying it.
I'm not a Dayan, I'm a secular judge. and it's not so important.
Right, understood. Right? Yeah. But that's not why I'm saying it. I would say it anyway. But the right, so there are maybe two aspects. One is, Korele Rebbe, and that's where you need the sum uchish mipiish mipiish, and that's where you get a lot of like the stature, the gabra dayan issues. And then there's another aspect, and that's like, can you function, because they're also, being a dayan has all sorts of, what about, malpractice, and, what's your liability when you make a mistake, shikol hadas, bidvar mishnah, like there are all the sugyos in Sanhedrin that discuss, these questions and these issues. So really there are two elements. I think you're right, there are two elements, and partly whether the Eretz Yisrael role is in both or just in one, I think is important. Anyway, just to finish off, because I want to make sure to get through to the other ones. So he says, Ukai gavna mavur mesachet begil, and so on. The actually nivkar, I think I read that part. So then he says, so imken, he's comparing that though to like Yechezkel, Yeshaya, etc., where there are, they were already nichnas to Eretz Yisrael. They lived there like hundreds and hundreds of years. Like, so what do you mean, Misha Nivchara, Haaretz? So Ayin Shaba Megillah, they're meaning Kivin Shigalu, Chazru Lek Sheiran Arishon. Ainu Begalus Babel, Paskinam Diktusha Rishon, Elokin Shal Yasid Lebo, Kim Bevor Bekam Bekomos Beshas, Uberama Perikala Fukus Trumos, Imkain Begalus Babel, Lo Haisa Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Klal. Ah, meaning, either, he's basically saying that there's, the status of Eretz Yisrael in the, interim period between, the termination of Yoshua's Kedusha and the onset of Ezra's is the equivalent to the Midbar before they were Nichnas to Eretz Yisrael. That's basically what he's saying. He's either assuming that Smicha and these other dinim depend on Befoal mitzvah satluyos or kedusha of mitzvah satluyos, or that there's only one dimension of Eretz Yisrael. Vanaviim halalu kidshu bababel imken hayu rashayin lekadesh ki hoitsa az Eretz Yisrael kikol haaratos. He doesn't. I'm putting in the question mark. Ubevadai rashayin lekadesh im ein Eretz Yisrael kedusha. Even saying Eretz Yisrael doesn't have kedusha is different than saying, obviously, it's kikol ha'aratzos. Imkein ein raya l'zman hazeh sheretz Yisrael kedusha. The kedusha shnia shel Ezra lo betela. She yucholim l'kadosh b'chutz la'aretz. Im einim yucholim l'kadosh b'eretz Yisrael. Meaning, lo idichu kabosam when there's no Eretz Yisrael or for all intents and purposes is one thing. But if you hold like the Rambam that, kedusha shnia was lo betela, so who cares that lo idichu kabosam b'eretz Yisrael? There's still an Eretz Yisrael. Efshar dehabe kemo bizman she'ein smuchim, the halacha l'moshe misinai dekovin al picheish ben amakubal. Wow. So then he makes a suggestion that I had mentioned the other day. Ach mikol mokom. Sorry, I have to go quicker. Raya sayushalmi nechona. Why? Kim deikra adin. This is very big chiddush. Sheyu akidush va'ibur be'eretz Yisrael nafkalo mipasuk kim bitzion teitzei Torah. Oh, mil shichno sidrashu. That's why I always quote them. They're also like really beautiful psukim. Ayin brachos samach gimel amidbeis sanhedrin aleph amidbeis. In came talu izeh b'makom hakidush b'kedushas hashchina velo b'kedushas trumas u'maisros. And then he says, Ayin Rama beis ha-bechira shepasak di Yerushalayim beis ha-miknus is kadsha b'kedush rishon v'lo betla b'galus babel im kein hoisaz Yerushalayim b'kedushasa, and so on. Meaning, he comes to the conclusion that Ibur, Shana, and Kiddush HaChodesh are really not a din in Eretz Yisrael at all. They're a din in kedushas ha-mikdash and kedushas Yerushalayim. That's a very fascinating Minchas Chinuch, and similar to that is his comment, as I said about Horios, that's the one in Kuf Chaf and Vayikra, of course, that's where the Parsha of Parlam Davershul Tzibor, but that in itself is interesting, that Parhelam Davershul Tzibor is already prominent enough to be like in the Parsha, the beginning of the Parshios of Karbanos. So here in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf, he doesn't, later on in other places he spells out, I think, even more, but he has the following comment. One second. second. Yeah, b'chutz l'aretz. Hine b'horios gimel amid aleph, yolfina midiksiv ayas kahal gadol melabo chamas ad nachal mitzrayim. So that's, of course, you know, the time of Yoshua. Shema mina hani ikri kahal v'hani hayosha b'chutz l'aretz ikri kahal. You know, pashut b'zman shlomo haya hagvul mechamas, right, ad nachal mitzrayim. V'haya eretz Yisrael. Aval b'bayit sheni, Shaharbe Krochim Shakiv Shalom Tavalan Slotus Katsha Bikdusha Sezra, Ain Chulin Zayin Obadalif, Rambam Parakalif, and Kostromos, in Kedabai Shani, Eno Nechshav Eretz Yisrael. You can see the strong language which pushes, you know, that triggers the pushback a little bit. Eno Nechshav Eretz Yisrael, Rak Mashin is Kaddish Bikdusha Sezra. Right? Velo Yalfinan Mikra, Rak the Yoshve Eretz Yisrael, Ikrikah. Meaning, the pasuk has two things. It has boundaries, and it has, you know, the diuk that constitutes Kahal Yisrael. So what he's saying is, and this is not necessarily true, but this is what he's saying. He's saying, oh, the boundaries are just the boundaries, because coincidentally, that's what Eretz Yisrael was, and I would say coincidentally, I mean, ideally, that's what Eretz Yisrael was, you know, in that time. But the halacha, you know, is like, you know, fill in the blanks, whatever Eretz Yisrael is, in this time it's, you know, these are the boundaries, you know, and it's a din and ikri kahal. So he says, Ubi mei shlomo hay Eretz Yisrael b'mekom ozeilem. Avo bi mei bai sheni, ene b'chlal Eretz Yisrael, again, the language is very sharp, even sharper than Kiddush HaKodesh in a way, rak ma sheniskadish ayyvei Ezra, v'heim ha-nechshavim kahal, kein nirali pashut. He knows that he's, you know, venturing, but came nearly Pasha, right? The name Masha Kasavti, the Babai Sheni, Ainu Nechshav Eretz Yisrael, Rak Masha Niskadish, Ayide Ezra, Yavur Lekamam, Ezra Shem is Pasha, Yish Deos, the Babai Sheni, Loinoi Dinzed, the Parhalim Dovershul Tzibor, at all. Ayin Sof HaMitzvah. Okay, that's not for now. But elsewhere, I'm trying to remember where, I think he specifically points out, I believe it's it doesn't really matter, that, you know, if you look at the Rambam in, you know, in Chagos, and especially in Pirushim Mishnayos and Horios, you don't get that impression at all. You get the impression that the boundaries are the same. So the Rambam would have pushed back and said, well, the Pasuk isn't only telling you the boundaries, you know, because that was Lemaisa, you know, in that Zman, and then it's the Din, the Halacha part, Doros is the, you know, Kahal Yisrael, whatever the boundaries are. It's also telling you the boundaries. And the reason that it's doing that is because these boundaries are never, you know, kishar ho'aratzos, you know, the issue of Ezra and Yoshua and so on is an issue about kedushas karka and mitzvos ha'tulias ba'aretz. But shame Eretz Yisrael, and again, we're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about the karka, about, you know, the soil of Eretz Yisrael here. We're talking about how you define the Jewish community. You know, when you're trying to figure out whether you give a collective korban or individual korbanos, just like in smicha, we're trying to figure out, you know, where are the interests of Klal Yisrael, you know, how are they defined in a collective way, just as in Kiddush HaKodesh and Ibur HaShana, we're trying to be mekadosh and mekadosh. These are things that apply bein ba'aretz and bein b'chutz la'aretz, but we need to be done with the, you know, with the imprimatur, you know, the gushpanka of Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
So,
Mechassana
holds that the
Kedusha of
Eretz Yisrael is one-dimensional. So, would he say that you wouldn't be able to give Eretz Yisrael?
You wouldn't be able to?
You give Eretz Yisrael in between the
Kedushos,
or if you hold
Kedusha Shnia. So, again, let's see what he says. We read the one in Kiddush HaKodesh, we read the one in Kufkov. Let's look at, that's why we brought three volumes, you know. Maybe because it's good exercise, right? But right. So the one in Tuf Tzadi Aleph, he's very troubled by the Rambam. That's what you're asking. What would he do with the Rambam? What about the Rambam and Smicha? You're asking.
Even if he wants to be holy on the Rambam, he would come out having to say
that he would say that what makes most sense is the boundaries of Ezra.
But it would also mean that in between two Kedushos,
and in between, right, so, I guess, in between, you wouldn't be able to do it.
And so I think the Chazon Ish points out that it's
possible that the Rambam's raya for the borders of Olay Mitzrayim
yeah.
is that there are shitos who hold kedusha shniya lo kitchelas lavo, but they got smicha after the korban.
But they got smicha. Oh, okay, I mean that proves that they're that they're that these two things are separate from each other.
Exactly.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. So the this is the line of the Michas Chinuch and Tuf Tzadi Aleph, which is the mitzvah of Minui Shoftim. So here also he quotes the Rambam. Masmuchim da 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 da. Oh. So. Okay. No, that's a different one. He doesn't like that either. Oh, Mokom, yeah. Ein smicha bechutzlaretz. So he says, the Kosova Rambam, the Kol Eretz Yisrael Shechziku, this is Os, for the ones who have the Machon Yerushalayim, Minchas Chinuch, which is really, was an excellent job. That's Tuf Tzadi Aleph Dalet. Hainu, af shaloch ziku ole babel. Yeah, forgot the Kedusha Rishon of Lokin Shal Yasid Lavo. Exactly what you mentioned before. Meaning the Kesef Mishnah. Ma inyan zel smicha. Kivin exeris akasuv the tzarech Eretz Yisrael. Bevadai beinan Eretz Yisrael gemura. The Shamairi, Le'inyan, Noket Rishus Meresh Galusa, right? The Bavel Adiv, Tacha Shevet, and okay, fine. The relationship between like the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael and the Resh Galusa and Bavel, part of the Sugya there in Sanhedrin. Below Ayre Linyan Knossos, for Lashaych Lismicha, Betira Kidvar of Tmuim, below Ratziti Laharich, Ubavade Harama Motza Izamokom Vanachno Loneda. Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, he doesn't like it in Parhal and Dover. He doesn't like it in Kiddush HaKodesh. Kiddush HaKodesh is in the Rambam. That's the Yerushalmi. And he doesn't like it in Smicha. And, but again, the common denominator and the bigger idea is something that is clear. On the other hand, as we said, that doesn't mean that there aren't, you know, if there are two dinim, that doesn't mean that there isn't also an interrelationship between them. So I just wanted to add, you know, one ha'ara from the Ritva, I think I just... anybody have language of the Ritva here? I mentioned the Ritva already before. The Ritva has a sensational, you know, Havamina, which he rejects, but not in principle at all, that we talked about already, right? The idea that even if there are two dinim, right, Chibas Haaretz and Kedushas Karka, that the Chibas Haaretz may be limited, when there is Kedushas Karka, the Chibas Haaretz may be limited to the boundaries of Kedushas Karka. Meaning, as I was trying to explain, and I think there are two ways to say this, they may be both true or a little overlapping, meaning what emerges from the Ritva, a little bit from the Ramban also in language, but it's more explicit in the Ritva by virtue of this suggestion, is that like it's Loi Tachein, you know, that there's no expression whatsoever of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. It has to be something. But when there is Kedushas Karka, it's possible that even the Chiba is concentrated only, you know, in the parts of Kedusha. But if there's no Kedusha, then Chiba has to express itself elsewhere. Now, that's a fascinating idea, obviously. And remember, think about it, meaning during, you know, let's say you held like... you know, like the boundaries of Ezra, right? Or let's say, but you help that, you know, Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel Shaita below Kitchel Yasid Lam. Okay? So that would mean, like, during the Ezra period, there would be no din of Chibas Haaretz outside, you know, of those narrower boundaries, right? But after the Churban, Sheni, and, you know, if the Kedusha would be Batel, which, according to the Rambam, it's not, but according to the other Rishonim, it is. Like Rashi and Sanhedrin, Daf Chabav says, you know, Kedushas Haaretz, Hashniyah is also Batel. Right? Even thinks it might be Batel, whatever. So then, all of a sudden, Chibas Haaretz, you know, in a period where there's no Kedushas Karka, would apply to the boundaries of Yehoshua again. Which is ironic, obviously, a bit sensational. But the logic would be that Kibas Haaretz is, you know, is always needs to be expressed in some way. That's one aspect. You know, when there's Kedusha, then it needs to be, you know, concentrated or limited to the places of Kedusha. That's a very fascinating idea. So in light of that, I just thought there's another fascinating line in the Ritva, right, which I made allusion to, and apparently people didn't pick up on it at the time. But Yonatan, right, since I told you to look for it, you saw it.
Born in Mocher Avdo.
Yes. So when it comes to Mocher Avdo, again, it's interesting, and we you know, we talked about this a little bit, like the two issues at Balei Tosas, Ramban, Ritva, I'm calling this Rabbeinu Kress, whatever, it's for all intents and purposes the Ritva, I'm just going to keep calling it that. There are two issues. You know, one is, you know, the Gemara in Ksuvis about, you know, kissing the stones of Akko, and the other one is, you know, being you know, that the Rabbanan were miftari, mihadadi, they used to say, you know, goodbye. You know, they don't want to, if they didn't have to, they don't want to cross outside of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, you know, in Akkum. That's a Gemara in Bishach, so that's a Gemara here in Gittin. Right? So, as we pointed out, they're not necessarily the same halacha either. One is Chibas Haaretz, you know, plain and simple. And the other has to do with, you know, what's the reason for the Iser Latzeis, the Eretz Yisrael. But the Ritva has a terrific line where he says that just at that, you know, he was troubled by the Gemara in Gittin. He says, I don't get it. How could it be that the Chachamim would get together in Akko, you know, before they'd say goodbye, you know, so they wouldn't have to walk out. I'm adding now. But I already explained that there's Chibas Haaretz, and we understand why they used to kiss the stones of Akko, right? He says, but none. I'm adding that. That's like my, you know, brackets again. Nonetheless, which I'm also asked, you know, adding, nonetheless, there still should be a problem because kihechi, just as, you know, you shouldn't be allowed, all things being equal, or there should be a problem leaving from Akko and going to Chutz Laaretz, there should be a problem leaving the borders of Ezra and going into the borders of Yehoshua. Does he say that? Yonatan, go ahead. No, that's the first part. Okay. No, I'm talking about the Akko part. Oh. That we did already. That's sensational. I just want to build on that. Although, again, since you read it already, how is he doche?
He's doche by saying that nonetheless it still stands.
He's doche by saying, like, you know, I like it. But I don't think it's... I think it's still too extreme, you know. But he likes it. He didn't say, you know, you can't say. But what's the... I want the Akko part. Keep going. He says, ah, but what about the Gemara Mishach? So, isn't it... You don't have it? I have it on my phone, if not. Everything's in my phone. You don't have it there?
Yeah. Okay. Mikol Makom after Kasha the Hal the Commander Parak Misha Afsu Ki Havum Sorry E Rabbanan Mahadadi Be Ako Havum Sorry E Mishum the Oser Let's Say Smear It's Shal Lochot Laaretz Hapinami Oser Mikiva Sheni Lefosh Rishon the Didam the Kamalad the Kedusha Rishon A Lokach
Yeah, but you read it, but with, you know, without the kind of do they still force you to take a speech in Yeshiva College or no?
Sims has communication.
What?
Sims has communication.
Sims has it. Sims is like way more.
Yeah. Instead of like more worldly speech.
I hear that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, good for Sims. Okay, so like a little more drama. Only if you think it deserves it. I'm very excited, but you know, if you don't, then read it the way. Go ahead. One more time. You would give him Sims credit, you're not? Ruben? Yeah. Okay, you got it. Make sure to pick that up, though. Okay. So basically, he says something. Is that, what do you think, Jonathan? Am I putting words in your mouth? You know, about it being sensational or not?
No, it's definitely.
Meaning he's saying just as you shouldn't be able to, you know, just as there should be a problem of Asur Lotzeis from Akko to Chutz Laaretz, there should be a problem Lotzeis from the region of Mitzvah Satluyos to the region where there's just Chiba. Wow. So again, if he had held, you could have said like this, but this doesn't, you know, this part doesn't work at all. You could have said, oh, the din of you know, Menashe Kipi Diako, you know, that's Chibas Haaretz. But the din of, you know, Lotzeis L'chutz Laaretz, you know, that depends on either directly, you know, taking yourself out of the region of Mitzvah Sakluyas Baaretz, or that depends on the Kedusha of the, you know, Legabe Mitzvah Sakluyas Baaretz. Correct? So then you'd have that would be sensational too. Basically, you're saying there are, you know, that, you know, like we know this is going to be an open question. Which dinim depend on what? So we'd be saying, you know, the two Gemaras that Tosas quotes, the two Gemaras that the Tosas and the Ramban both think that they are connected, and maybe the Ritva holds no. One is a din in Mitzvah Tluyos or the Kedusha Mitzvah Tluyos, and the other is a din in Chiba. But that's not true either. You could have said that. Because then there's no, what he really should have been saying was that when it comes to the question of miftari, it depends exclusively on what? On leaving the region of Ezra, right, and entering the region, let's call it, of Yoshua. If there was such a shita, that's what it would mean. Correct? Instead, he says both are true. He says there's an Isar, if you're in you know, if you're in Ezra territory, you can't leave Yoshua territory. And by the same token, there's a Madregos. You can't leave from Yoshua territory to Chutz Laaretz. Why? So there still could be two explanations. One is, you might say, well, there are two aspects of Yetziah, the Issa Yetziah L'Chutz Laaretz. One is you're downgrading, you know, your access to or obligation, you know, for mitzvos. And the other one is, you know, it's Chibas Haaretz. There are two dinim. But by saying the words Kihechi, let's say Kihechi, what's the language? Kihechi, right? For Hachinami. Whatever. By equating them, he's not even saying, you know, he could have said, oh, you're not allowed to go there, but you're also not allowed to go there. But there are two different dinim. Right? That's not what he's saying. So what's he really saying? The answer is he's saying what he originally said, but in a more moderate form. Namely, he decided that even though it's plausible, when somebody tells you something is wrong, but it's plausible, that, you know, that's significant. Meaning, the idea that Chiba is something that is more flexible, or that it can be a function also of, you know, of the intensity of you know, the characteristics of Eretz Yisrael, that concept is true. It's just, you know, the application is a little extreme, you know, so he said, I like it. I think, you know, b'ikaron, this is true. But, you know, I'm hesitant to say, you know, that all of a sudden there's Chibas Haaretz, you know, when there's post-Korban, Akko has Chibas Haaretz, but, you know, pre-Korban, you know, Akko is nothing. That may be a little too extreme. But the idea that Chiba is more concentrated, the idea that Chiba, you know, is zero, you know, unless it's connected, you know, or it goes to zero, you know, when it has the potential to be more concentrated, that far I'm not going to go. But the idea that there's more of an expression of Chiba when there's also more of an expression of other Kedushos, of Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz, which is also a big Kiddush, you can say, I look what they call it. We're dealing with law. So, you know, Chiba's Chiba, and Mitzvah Satluyos are Mitzvah Satluyos. But for the Ritva, since he's drawn to this idea, right? So that's what he's saying. He's saying Yetziah L'Chutz Laaretz, in my opinion, is a din exclusively in Chibas Haaretz. But there's more intense Chibas Haaretz, I think it's very, when there's also Mitzvah Satluyos. And in a little bit, that's why, when I read the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, And I was trying to explain how, even though I think he doesn't mean it dafka the way that he says it, but that I wouldn't call it platas, you know, sofrim. I mean, that would be chutzpinik. But it's an atypical atypical imprecision, you know, for the Rambam, that I think is like a very, I think we have the right to turn that into kind of a subtle, you know, message. You know, I think what the Rambam's saying is, you know, even though there's Eretz Yisrael, you know, even when there's no Kedushas Karka, you know, that doesn't mean that it isn't somewhat diminished. It's not just a technicality that there's no Mitzvah Satli Yossi. For the Ritva, that certainly is the case. Good. Okay. Yeah.
This is a variation of the middle approach that I mentioned earlier, that the Kedusha is dependent upon, like, the number of Mitzvah Satli Aspires that there are.
Something like that. But here we're saying, correct, that even the Chiba part, even once you're distinguishing between Chiba and Kedusha, the idea that they're not totally independent, but that, as you say, that the intensification of one still is linked to the other, even though it's not Chobah Hatal Yulagamri, is the case. So I think that's a very credible written. Okay, having said that, we're almost, we have to get through a few more things. I just wanted again to... regarding the Chaim Cohen, I just wanted to bring to attention also that, again, the two ways or the two phenomena are very, very important and very documented all over the place. But also just to be aware that the Chaim Cohen Tosis, you know, presence there was very controversial as well. Ad Kedei Kach, that very famously, if you look at like a lot of the Mefarshim on the Gemara, in Ksuvas on Daf Kuf Yud, they all quote the like in the back, you know, the Mitzvah Esa and those kind of people. They quote this. Did you see this? That happens or no? The Tshuva, the Marit, in Chelik Beis Simen Chaf Ches. The Marit basically, you know, was in denial about Rav Chaim Cohen. He basically says, no, somebody put it in there, you know, like a Talmud Torah kind of a thing. It's a phenomenon. Marit, as you know, is a, you know, the Marit was the son of the Mabit. That explains it all, right? Mabit was a contemporary of the of Rabbi Yosef Karo, of the Beis Yosef. And a lot of the, again, last year was Shemitah year, but a lot of the issues of Kedushas Karka and Shemitah, you know, in terms of Peros Akum, is a debate between, you know, Rabbi Yosef Karo, on the one hand, and the Mabit, and his, you know, loyal son, the Marit, as well. Anyway, so the Marit was a big, was the son of Mabit, big posek, and very involved in Yanei Eretz Yisrael. To him, it was just inconceivable, you know, that this Reb Chaim Cohen, you know, is a factor. Where do I have it here? Just 1 second. This is Chelik Beis Simen Chaf Ches. Just be aware of it. 1 second, if I can get it quickly. Here it is. Oh. So what happened was somebody took a neder. Isn't that what always happens? Like, you know, Sha'ol Sha'al Ha'ish Halazeh Zeh Shemo Asher Yikru Lo Rabbi Yitzchak Ki Zeh Shnatayim Bitei Besfasayim Benadar, right, in Teled Ishto Zachar. Okay. Lanuach, I'm sorry, La something I can't read. I think it's Lanuach. Or La what is it? Laleches? Oh, I can't. Yeah, mine it's crunched a little bit. Eretz Yisrael, right? B'yolde ishto zachar, Baruch Hashem. U'bishana she'avra lo esvayela milsa, right? You know, to leave his home. Then you get the whole... Anyways, is he obligated to fulfill this neder, or can he be shol this neder? So the Marit, you know, explains, afa pi she'amru nidre hekdesh ein nesholem aleihem, Elamidocha, Karikasva Rosh Bachuba, that, you know, Shashala Bina Neder, Laleches, La Eretz Yisrael, Dashi Yesh Loso Neder Hatara, Kamal the Sharn Nadari. Im Nadar Beniskare, right, Yelech, you have to go to Gimel people who know Tiv Nadarim, Biatirlo, Umari Haraver, Mayor Shlomo, whatever, Sagish. Okay, it's hard for me to read my thing here. Hayomer Shatamol Shal Rosh Mishum Da'azel Lishitas Harav Reb Chaim Cohen, right? Shehuva Betosas Bishulei Ksuvos, So he adds, "V'lo yitachein da'alas da'alas samach harash niuli she'ena miyisodei hatosvos shaharei harash lo hibiyam betosvosav v'gam lo b'halachos v'adaraba v'od ikar atam," skipping a letter, "mishum kedushas, you know, ha'aretz right umitzas shishivasa hu afilu bizman hazeh b'chorbana kimo shekosav haramban." Get the basic idea. The Ramban was so influential that the Marit could not accept that the quotation of Reb Chaim Cohen, which also appears in the Bali Tosis, even if it isn't in the Tosa Rush, you know, was even accurate. So that's something you should be aware of. Then the other point, just very quickly, is that the Kafta Baferach, you know, yeah. Sorry? Yeah. There you are. Kedushas? Because he thinks that leaving from Akko to Chutz La'aretz is also a violation of Latzeis L'Chutz La'aretz. He thinks that both are. He thinks if you go from a region of Ezra to a region of Yehoshua, like Akko, then you're in violation. And then if you go further, no, that's why he ends up saying that there are two Akkos. And that the first he ends up concluding that there's Katsi Akko, like Tosis, even though he shouldn't need to say that given his own Shita, because he wants to say that the Katsi Akko that they met in was fully within the region of Ezra. So that they didn't. What he's saying is just like you're not allowed to go from, and which is what he was saying before, as Chibas Aretz. He's saying, what I said before is true, and Afal Pichein, there's two Akkos. Meaning there's Akko 1 is within the region of Ezra. Akko 2 still has Chibas Aretz, Legabe, you know, Menashe Kipi, you know, and it has Chibas Aretz even though it's not part of Ezra. But he's saying you can't go from, you know, from you can't go from region Ezra to region Yehoshua any more that you can go from I mean, once you give the answer of Chatzi Akko, then you could say that the whole first answer is nothing too, but that
he hasn't done that yet.
No. Right. So he still thinks that all of Akko, you know, because of its status with regard to Yehoshua as Chiba, has a Chiba din. He's saying that it would be totally understandable why you wouldn't be able, before he gives his answer, to leave from the Chiba Akko with no mitzvah tluyos to Chutz La'aretz. But by the same token, you shouldn't be able to go from the Ezra region to Akko either. So how could they meet up in Akko? They've done, you know, they've done a mini or a miktas. So that's what I'm saying. He's saying there are both. He's saying both of these things are a problem. To go from a mitzvah hatluyos region to a non-mitzvah hatluyos region is a problem as much as going from a chiba region, you know, to chutz la'aretz is a problem. I'm saying, how can the both of those things be at the same time? So you could have said, oh, no, because there are two, you know, maybe there are two reasons you can't leave Eretz Yisrael. One is you're taking yourself out of mitzvah hatluyos, and the other is, you know, chiba. You might say that. I just think the language implies that it's levels of the same, you know, mitzvah. So then I'm just pointing out that he wasn't unhappy with his principle earlier, namely that chiba was kind of like a sliding scale, you know, just he didn't think that the extreme of it was true. Okay? Yeah, good. Kafta Afer, just, I know we're running late, but I want to start with the other issue tomorrow. So, just very quickly, the Kafta Referach's big struggle is to prove, you know, that this perspective of like a one-dimensional Eretz Yisrael is wrong. I'll just read a couple of lines very quickly. But in doing so, you know, he misrepresents in some cases. Maybe it's too strong. Overstatement of some of the opposition and the implications is what I'm trying to say. Good. So Hare Shekdusha Sa'aretz Malasa Hi Mishas Nisinasa Ela Ava. There's two things that are important about the Kata Pera. Number one is that unlike what I was saying in the name of the Rav and other people, which is that Kibush Yoshua was like the critical moment, or Knisa La'aretz was the critical moment. That's what, like, certainly that's the pshat when it comes to Kol Yisrael Areidim Zeh LaZeh, right? The Kafta B'Perach makes a suggestion, at least for certain halachos, although he doesn't qualify, that actually the Havtacha to the Avos already was Kodeya, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and that certainly is true for certain things. For example, the Ramban's, you know, whole discussion, you know, about, you know, Yaakov Avinu's ability to, you know, to marry two sisters, and some other comments that the Ramban, you know, makes, his critique of Avraham Avinu leaving, you know, Eretz Yisrael, you know, and not having enough bitacho, all that implies that, you know, way before, you know, Kibush Yehoshua, that there was some status to Eretz Yisrael. Certainly that is the case. Whether that's true for all the dinim, like, you know, the issues that we've been talking about, like Larufa, Smicha, Parhalim Dabashol Tzibur, you know, did they all come, and even in theory is what I'm trying to say. That's questionable. But the Kafta B'Perach, this is a big issue for him. Karesha Kedushas Ha'aretz Malasa, Himishas Nesinasa La'avos HaKdoshim, Lo Mishas Kibushra. I'm just going to read a couple of lines so it'll go faster. I'm skipping a page. Hamnam Chiyuv Matnoseha, Hu Mishas Kibush Levad, that he does admit, meaning, of course, Mitzvah Santluyos, Chovas Karka is only from the time of Yoshua. Lezahayariv bein roe lot v'avram. That's cute and interesting. Meaning, you know, part of what they were discussing was, which Chazal say, like, you know, in the future this is going to belong to, you know, Avraham Avinu. So the Medrash and those focus more on the dine mamonis, you know, aspect of it. Like, to what extent already is it miuad, you know, from a Gezel point of view. You know, he wasn't, you know... he was, what do they call it? Muzzling his camels. Lot. Everybody's looking at me like, what? So, aval mitzvah she'ena tluyas ba'aretz. It's interesting. So he actually thinks that part of the issue was like, oh, is there a shame Eretz Yisrael? You know, even legabe, like, the, you know, this is going to be the place of trumas ma'isros. You know, Lo Zochav Bo Avram Adayin, Kamo Shekasav Rashi Sham, Aval Mitzvah Sheinam Tluyas Ba'aretz, Gufa, right, Kitanuva Sasada, Yeshla Kedusha Me'az. L'Zeh Amr Shol Nemar, V'Escha L'Goy Gadol, Ki'im Be'aretz Yisrael. So again, I think what's interesting about the Kafta B'Perach is that in the effort to neutralize the view, you know, that there's only one aspect of Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, that is Kedushas Karka, and anything that doesn't have Kedushas Karka, Legabe Mitzvah Satlios, is the equivalent of Kol Aratzos or Chutz La'aretz, he kind of, A, there's like a bit of a paper tiger, you know, these, like, you know, you know, he kind of sets up these, you know, kind of exaggerated, you know, paradigms, and he himself takes a bit of more of an extreme view, A, pushing practically everything back to the Avos, and been making almost no distinctions, you know, in the other direction. Okay, so just a couple of examples of that. I'm going to skip a few pages. Kavanas klalza perik mashas acharnabov hu ketipa minayam kokiyotza bebinen vikiperba admaso amo v'chal adomalo shakol ein ayom hevdel v'lo hefresh v'lo chiluk klal bein masha kivshu ole mitzrayim ubein masha kivshu ole baba. He's taking the opposite view, that, you know, aside from technical mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz, there are zero differences. I mean, there's zero spillover or impact of mitzvahs atluyos directly, or things that depend on, you know, kedushas eretz yisrael legabe them, other than those dinim themselves. He even practically is going so far as to say that levad chiva trumas ramaisros v'domeim, it's almost as if the tour of trumas ramaisros and challah and all those things themselves have nothing to do with kedusha, even though we use that term. They're more like I was describing, you know, the view of some that would say bias kulchem. You know, that's the question. That bias kulchem is a condition for, you know, mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz, you know, but it's nothing to do with the kedushas karka. My own view is that for the Rambam it's somewhere in the middle. But he's kind of taking that view, you know, about bitul kedushas ha'aretz, you know, completely, meaning that it has nothing to do with malas ha'aretz or kedushas ha'aretz at all. These are just technical dinim having to do with chovas hakark, and that's what he says here. Ein chiluk klau, right? Ein ayom hevdel v'lo hefresh v'lo chiluk klau b'masha kivshu ole mitzrayim masha kivshu ole bavel, right? She'ein shum davar masha lo yeh b'zeh b'inyin ha'kedusha b'hamala, even kedusha, right? Levad chiv trumos u'maisros v'dameh. V'od. Od ro'a no'chi l'harich b'bir zed sh'layom ar li'ish, right? Ha'ba ha'talya. Right, this is this, call it a straw man, you know, a little bit. Klomar, ein chiv matonos shom doraisa, v'chein ein shom malas ha'aretz, right, kikibusheni. Meaning, everything depends on it. V'zeh she'shivim shana shel galus, babel batla kedushas klal ha'aretz, b'kol chalokeha, kolos on shivim shana, chutz mir Yerushalayim, she'kedushas ha'kedushas olam, im Ezra chazra liktu shasav. Yeshanu lomar shemasha bitla osan shivim shana hu mechiyuv mitzat luyas haaretz belvad. Right, and so on. Shari bias yisrael laaretz, right, lo kitsha shekvar hoisa kedusha shahoisa matana v'nachla meakel v'yitziyasa mimenu lo chilla. Okay. Ela shebibyasa niskaiva haaretz matanos midin Torah b'tziyasa niftara mayem. So you can see what's going on here. In addition to the straw men, he's basically, you know, marginalizing a little bit more, in my opinion, than needs to be done. It's not like, oh, there is such a thing as kedushas haaretz legabe mitzvah atluyos. For him, it's a bit of a misnomer. You can call it kedushas, you know, karka legabe, but it really means that these are the conditions for the chiyuv trumas ha'maisros or not. That isn't really a function of kedusha in its own right. Lozet timatze kishehim maskirim kedusha rishona kidsha l'shaita lo iskiru elochiyuv zeh l'chud. That's what's subtly going on in the Kafta B'Ferek. He's rejecting one extreme, kind of to A, you know, set up these straw men about it, and B, you know, to replace it with a bit of a different extreme. Doesn't uphold, you know, throughout his presentation, because the evidence doesn't really, you know, fit that completely. But that's kind of the tendency. Whenever he has free rein to express himself, that's what he's doing. V'chein timatze, you know, and so on. Shechiyuv atruma nizar bazeh, shekosav afal gav dekdusha sa'oretz betela le'inyan truma samaisrus. Now he's like, you can't deny the language of the Gemara. You know, it talks about kedusha rishona, kedusha shniya, meanings kedusha le'inyan trumas ha'maisros. So we might take that to mean, you know, that even if it isn't, you know, exclusively defining all aspects of the kedusha, but there's still the issue of kedusha le'inyan. It's like the language of the Ramban, right? Kedushasa le'inyan yeshivasa, you know, etc. With the language of the Ramban here in Gittin. But he means it the opposite way. He's saying, no, when you use the language of kedusha regarding trumas ha'maisros and challah and so on, you just mean le'inyan. It's another way of signifying the chiyuv. V'Torah hakdosha amra kishetiyu ba'aretz hakdusha b'kidashta v'shnas hachamishim avol kedushas aretz, you know, kala ligvloseha hamugbalim v'Torah v'taharaso malasa l'chayim l'mesim v'yosam nachlas Hashem mikdusha rishona u'lahalam b'dekoy koy. Right? Lo botzar, lo bizman agalus, shaye bababel, v'gam lo begalus seinu ayom, v'chem timatze sha'amru, krochen amukafin chomali mos yoshua benun korin b'chamisha asar, min adin hayalomar krochen amukafin mos achashveirosh. So again, lachlo kovid le'eretz Yisrael. Haresh, afila b'churbana, hoysa b'chvoda. That doesn't mean it's b'kdushasa, right? Even the Ramban, who also understood that this, you know, is a good raya, you know, doesn't deny that there's also something called kedusha sa'aretz le'inin etzatuyos. V'chein kasav harambam hilchos bikurim u'kedusha rishonu batla misha galu ho v'hi eretz Yisrael mafrisha, and so on. Nifteru min ha-mitzvos. Okay, but you see what's going on. She'im lo yachein v'hava le'kechutz la'aretz. I mean, that's the straw man, like the other extreme. There are only two extremes. Imkein koloson shivim shana hatzadikim. This is interesting. Asher nakvu b'shemos shenoda kivreim ba'aretz amdu koloson shivim b'chutzlaretz mitoch kivreim. That's like, you know, pulling on the emotional, strings. Like all the tzadikim buried in Eretz Yisrael, like, for 70 years they were the Maris HaMachpelah, they were in Chutz La'aretz, right? Avos HaKdoshim, are you nikvarim b'Chutz La'aretz? Ad Shabo Yisrael, like in Ezra or Yerushalayim, like when Ezra came and was Mekadosh La'aretz, all of a sudden, the Avos, were back in good, in good stead in terms of their Kvura. Shekdushasol olam hosa k'chutz la'aretz kalos hazman. Halohem aleim ha'shalom v'yuchoshin shema yavo, yovel v'yotziyam b'chlal, kavur b'kever shushol. I'm referring to the problem of bailus, in yovel. V'layuchoshim sheyavu golus v'yotziyam b'chlal kedushas ha'aretz. They're worried about, not being in their, financially in their graves, but no one was bothered, by living, X amount of years, in the Kvura, of course, in the Kever, in Chutz La'aretz. Yafsha shalos balu lakel yisal al zeh. That's just is very fascinating. Okay. But when Ezra learned it stava she yichbosh makom ploni v'yaniach makom ploni, right, shalabo imo lo melech v'lo urim betumim v'lo kol Yisrael, elik tzasam. Right? Ela habchira haisa elav, right? The lisiato lichbosh or the kadesh zeul aniyase. Meaning, if this was really all about, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, he would have, pulled out all the stops. He wouldn't have. No, the Gemara says in Chulin, he did it for, the ani and bishvius, etc. But that's when the stakes are, that it's Eretz Yisrael is going to be Chutz La'aretz. Bim Shema lo chazar Ezra likvosh Chevron uShchem b'derech Efrat, right? So on, Ha'avos Hakdoshim v'Rachel Imenu, right? V'Yosef Atzadik, V'Yoshua Benun. Maybe we should have Yonathan read this and get more credit. Ha'yu Nikvarim b'Chutz La'aretz, V'La'hu B'Chlal V'Kiper Ad Maso Amo, Zeh Chiluf Lo Yitachen. So it is Lo Yitachen, of course. But again, this is like a very extreme. Im kein komashu mikibush olim b'trayim hu hayom b'inyan klal ha'aretz ela linyan trumas ha'maisres k'damarnu im nistalka mikibush olim b'trayim kol k'dushasa l'chol mili hech yavo Ezra sharushus b'yado u'mipnei sheyismecho aniyim b'shvias yemaid gevulam v'yas Eretz Yisrael, right, ke'oro shol namer v'lo k'tzvi. Right, po Eretz Yisrael, po Chutz La'aretz, po Eretz Yisrael, po, Telech mitzveri l'shchem derech yom aroch ube'emtza derech timatzei Chutz La'aretz, who Beit Shan. I don't know what impact that would have on, you have to kiss the ground when you need a visa, there are all sorts of implications. Anyways, so it's very fascinating. Harei Shabbosenu, skipping a little, Korin Eretz Amim Lechelke Eretz Yisrael, Aps Mepnei Eloah Ta'amim. Af Anu Nomer Shekorin Lechelke Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz Mepnei Shelo Nichbashu B'Shnia, V'Lashon Eretz Ha'amim, Lashon Chutz La'aretz Hakol Echad, not necessarily, but okay. Imkein Bitol Chukei HaMatanos, Eino Osa Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. That part is true. But oh, dahi de gitin, afilu rabbanan nasin shabiyam. We'll get to that. Who eres Yisrael? Eich tia hayabasha shol mizracha chutz laaretz. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit. B'lashon chachamim ba'amram kedusha rishon and kedusha shniyah enu keneged zah mevukash. Sharon Yomotzen, the Mikra Gamkein Zalashon, meaning, again, this is part of his campaign to show that the language of Kedusha doesn't necessarily mean Kedusha. Kedusha can signify where certain chiyuvim or mitzvos apply. And that, broadly speaking, is true, but it's hard to say that that's true regarding, you know, Kedusha's arts or mitzvot, Luyas arts. Sharon Yomotzen, the Mikra Gamkein Lashon, Amasha Yomekudash Kodam Lachain, Shechain Kasu Besefer Nechemia, you know, he quotes Psukim to try to show this. Behind Charoa, Shebizman Aze, Afmi Kibishale Babel, Batlu Ayovlos, or Kalatoliboy, Behemitsisat Pluyos, Ba'artili Olam, Omedes, Biktu Shasa, El Sharadvar. Od Raya, Shekdush Roshani Lakomili, right, El Lola Mitsisat Pluyos Ba'aretz, Ha'olam Yadenu Mikalze, Shekomakom Shenusla Basenu, Omrim v'korim chutzlaretz le'ezach chelak shi'yam na'aretz b'toch gvulei ela masai sh'ritzonam lomar chutzlaretz shal kibosheni lo shi'adaitam chutzlaretz gomor chalila ka'amon moa v'suria bavel mitzrayim b'chein k'shagazru tum al eretz amimim lo gazru al elu v'domeyam. Right? Imkein koma sh'b'toch gvulei eretz Yisrael anizkarim ha'kol l'kol apachos kadosh b'kdushas eretz Yisrael l'chol ha'to'alos ha'mevukashim. But chiyuv chukeha is the way that he's characterizing, you know, shelo yomar ish haba hatalia v'gam shelo lahachzik chelk eretz yisrael b'chutz laaretz olam. He thinks this is a, you know, really a very important, you know, campaign. Lashon kedusha she'amru kedusha rishona shniyah v'chein al adama admas hakodesh yeshon lechapes al zeh umi lashon hakodesh kodesh lashem Umulashan hamit kadshim va mitarim o miskadeshes mitumasa, and so on. Hareat mekudeshesli, you know, erchi alai. Meaning, part of this interesting analysis is examining psukim in Tanakh, you know, in other areas of halacha to see when kedusha means kedusha, when kedusha means, you know, there's a chiyuv, or that you, it, you know, it's a holy endeavor. Ein moral kedusha atzma, and so on. He points out, this is an interesting point, but I think this is something else, that the Rambam in Eser Kedushos, you know, in the Mishnah and Kalim, the Rambam has a very specific Perek Zayin, Halacha Yudalid, this is a very good deal. Shalomana Eretz Yisrael B'chalal Ho'asara. V'chein Namir of Haigon. That's no, the Haigon says explicitly. But that has to do, in my opinion, with the list of Eser Kedushos. It doesn't have to do with the nature of... Anyway, that's the upshot from the Kaftim of Perach. One other mokar that I want to talk about before we move to Bifani Nachtam tomorrow, and that's just the Tashbits. So I'll leave it for tomorrow. The Tashbits has a discussion regarding, you know, Eber Yarden and Kavura. You know, he too, you know, suggests that really there are two, broadly speaking, two dimensions of Kedushas Eretz. So I think I gave it to you, right? Reish. Yeah. He has a few others before and after, but if you just do Reish, and it's going to take just a couple of minutes, we'll do it. And then I want to start with the Fanenachtam tomorrow. Again, look at, you know, Rashi in the bottom of Beis on the base, also in the beginning of Gimel and Aleph, just the Shakavatari of the Gemara about, you know, what it is the Baal is Ma'arer, and then Tosis also on Gimel and Aleph. But mostly I want to talk about the Shulchan Pa, but first, just to get an appreciation, like Tosis Ibra Maskil, Chad Omar Baal Ma'arer Pasalei, just to, and before we even start, you know, try just what is at stake here, you know, in the Ir Rabal, and then of course we'll expand from there. Okay.